Small Victories. Written by Darling Argents. Read by Raina Jenkins. Fandom, Star Wars Original Trilogy, Star Wars Rebels. Content warning for blood, violence, Sith Leia, mindfuckery. Leia didn't normally interrogate prisoners, but this one was a tough nut to crack. At least, that's what the Moff in charge told her. Leia didn't know his name, and didn't care enough to find out. On board the Star Destroyer, she pulled on her gloves, fastening her lightsaber and a heavy metal stick to her belt, and swept down the hall from where her ship was docked to the cell holding the rebel. The Moff followed her, briefly explaining where they'd found the rebel, some outer rim planet, and what they wanted to get from her, the location of the new rebel base. As far as Leia could tell, the Imperials were getting nervous. Ever since the embarrassment of Lothal's liberation, they'd been unable to locate the new rebel base, and they were scrambling for victories wherever they could. At the very least, the Jedi who had been working with the rebels were dead now. That was one less thing to worry about. Leia thinks, with bitterness, that Lord Vader should have allowed her to hunt them down. His Inquisitors were pathetic compared to her skills. She would have killed them and killed them quickly, not allowing them the years they'd had to work for the Rebellion. Of course, she would never say such things to Lord Vader. Being his apprentice and daughter would not save her if he decided that he didn't like what she was saying. Disagreeing with his decisions was foolish, and Leia was many things. A Sith, a killer, a leader of armies and terror to enemies of the Empire. But she was not a fool, and she would not kill herself for her pride. At the rebel's cell, Leia stopped and opened the door, stepping inside. Ignoring the Moff's cries of indignation, she closed the door behind her and stepped down onto the floor of the cell, alone. She needed no backup. Not against a single prisoner. Kneeling below her was a girl in Mandalorian armor. Her helmet was discarded against the wall, and her hands were cuffed behind her back. Her hair was dyed purple, and her mouth was bleeding from the corner as she stared up at Leia with passionate rage and defiance. Leia didn't speak at first, preferring to let her appearance speak for the moment. She knew with a disconnected disinterest that she was intimidating. The contrast of her dark hair, pale skin, and glowing eyes. The black cloak she wore that swept around her like a cloud of darkness. The hungry look in her eyes, sparking beneath the deadened gaze. Yes, she knew she was terrifying. It didn't bother her, but it didn't fill her with joy either. It made her more effective. That was all she needed. The rebel, however, hardly seemed intimidated. She glared up at Leia with the same righteous anger. Leia sighed and reached out a hand, pulling the rebel's helmet into her hand to look at it. The rebel didn't react to her casual display of the Force, which almost threw Leia off, before she remembered the Jedi that had been part of the Rebellion before their deaths. This rebel must have known them. Mandalorian, I see, Leia said, turning the helmet from side to side, admiring it from all angles. Stolen? The rebel shot her a look that was almost incredulous. I am Sabine Wren of Clan Wren. Did your officers not tell you? Leia's anger flared up, and her hand tightened, denting the helmet where she held it. Blast! She didn't meant to lose control, but something in the rebel, Sabine, and Sabine's tone had caught her off guard. Sabine wasn't afraid. Leia needed to make her afraid. She threw the helmet aside and pulled the metal stick off her belt, smashing it into the side of Sabine's face. The rebel fell to the side, unable to catch herself, and hit the floor hard. Sabine let out a gasp of pain, and Leia felt a smile curve onto her face at the sound. She wasn't totally untouchable, after all. "Where is your base?" Leia asked, keeping her tone even and bored as she clipped the stick back onto her belt. Sabine spat blood onto the floor and glared up at Leia. If looks could kill, Leia thought she would probably be a pile of ashes by now. Now, of course, so would Sabine. She leaned down and pulled Sabine to her knees by her collar, noting her injuries. A cut on her right temple and a bleeding nose. Blood was running freely down her face now, gathering on her lips and dripping on her chin, along with slowly forming streaks down her right cheek. Leia pulled out her lightsaber and held it up to Sabine's cheek. The blood there, still wet, began to sizzle in the heat. Sabine clearly felt the pain, but didn't waver, and didn't break her defiant eye contact with Leia. "Let's begin," Leia said. An hour later, Sabine had still not talked, and Leia left feeling entirely unbalanced. This had never happened before. It was disconcerting. The cell door shut behind her, and Leia paused. Something was off. There were no stormtroopers around. No officers. No one. She pulled out her lightsaber and began to run down the hallway. And, to her eternal shame, she tripped. As she tumbled to the ground, her elbow slamming into the floor with enough force to bruise for weeks, she realized that she would regret this forever, and that no one could ever know that she'd been bested by... She twisted her head to see what had tripped her. A droid. A droid? Snarling, Leia leapt to her feet and ran after the droid. It almost seemed to chortle at her, waving its manipulator at her before zooming off. She reached out with the force, trying to stop it, but it was too damn fast and she was too angry to be focused. It was only a few minutes later, when the droid suddenly disappeared and she had to stop for a moment, that she realized that something was very wrong. Because there was no one else that she'd seen on the ship, and the droid obviously hadn't acted alone. Which meant that it was bait, and its master was elsewhere. Leia extended her awareness throughout the ship and felt light, goodness, Jedi. Not quite, actually, but close enough. With a furious scream, Leia ran after the feeling, knowing it was too late. She turned a corner just fast enough to see the droid joining Sabine and a woman clad all in white in a docked ship. The connecting door closed, and they took off. Leia ran to the porthole and stared out, knowing she was too late. The ship jumped into hyperspace and was gone. "You're sure it's okay?" "I'm fine," Sabine insisted, accepting the Bacta bandage Ahsoka handed her. She pressed it to her still bloody nose and almost moaned at the feeling of relief. "She mostly just threw me around. I think I made her angry." "She's known for being short-tempered," Ahsoka said. She gazed out into the hyperspace void around them, half lost in thought. "She did that a lot," Sabine had noticed. "Frequent contemplation seemed to be a requirement for Force users." "But we got the data. That's what's important." Sabine grinned. "Thanks, Chap," she said to the droid. Chopper beeped cheerfully in acknowledgement. "And thanks, Ahsoka. Glad your quick thinking turned my capture into an opportunity." Well, it's not every day that Vader's weapon has her ship parked on a Star Destroyer. We got lucky.
That we did.
Sabine looked out the window, watching as the universe blurred past them. Her stomach hurt from where the Sith had kicked her a few times. Her head felt like it had been run over by a speeder bike, and she felt like there was a thin layer of blood all over her body. But it was okay. It was a small victory against the Empire. That was enough. The end.